In the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends, they shall never enter my rest. One way to help someone appreciate the realities that we take for granted is to take them away for a time. Some of our new students know firsthand what it is to live without freedom, without food, without stability, without income, without the freedom to worship, without much rest. So you take God's Sabbath away, and what do you have? A 7-day work week, or one more morning to play golf. Oh, how we value our rest and recreation. Oh, how we need a little R&R, and about this time in a long, hard fall term, we could stand a little rest. I'm tired. Another Monday, another week, another weekend wondering when it's going to start, and it's already over. So too, even in God's good work, in His service, in mediating His divine service, we can get tired and seek rest. But you see, in biblical vocabulary and the rich wordplay on the semantic field of rest, Shabbat and Nuach and Minucha and even Shalom, and the somewhat flexible Greek counterparts, rest is not simply the cessation of work. Oh, to be sure, the daily grind of God's ancient people, occupied 24/7 by crops, by cattle, and, oh yes, by kids, there was something about the Sabbath day that was God's way of saying, you must take a day off. In our day, with our 24/7 lifestyles, we can be almost silly and ludicrous in our quest for rest. We work harder, even get a second income so we can buy a membership in an exercise club to which we drive in a gas-guzzling car so that we have to work harder and harder to pay more and more so that we can afford to rest from working so hard. And God says, stop the madness. 6 days you shall work, union rules notwithstanding, and on the seventh day you shall rest. Shabbat. Cease from your labors. Of course, what did God do on the seventh day? Punch out and head for the first tee? No. He blessed the seventh day and rested. Shabbated. Because he was done working. Everything was done. Everything was in order. It was good. It was very good. He wasn't tired. He wasn't weary. There was nothing more to do. It was finished. And I think it's safe to say that he took that day and rejoiced in the goodness of his creation. Interestingly, in Exodus 20, in connection with the third commandment, Moses says that God nuached and not just shabbated after his work of creation. He settled down. He settled in. He was at rest and at peace with his good creation. Of course, Moses knew what happened sometime after that first seventh day. Maybe it was the eighth day, the first day into a broken creation. But on that day, when Eve and Adam were tempted, well, you know the rest of the story. Actually, there was no rest to that story. Now work became work by the sweat of the brow, and even God's work became work. Dad, do we have to go to church? So what happened? God went back to work. This time it was not creation, but redemption. And now in Deuteronomy 5, there on the plains of Moab, Moses rehearses the story again. Remember the Sabbath day, because God has rescued and redeemed you. Slaves you were in Egypt, but God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, you will rest. Nuach. Be at peace. Be at rest. Know the peace of God. Celebrate the goodness of God's creation. Enter into the land of his promise. Enter into his rest. And what a joy this must have been to a people to whom God had said, "You will not come into my rest. Take the privilege away." And suddenly we remember what it's all about. But the letter to the Hebrews goes the final step. Moses, you see, was faithful as a servant, leading God's people into God's rest from Shabbat to the promised land. But Jesus was faithful as a son. And it was he who said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is not rest and recreation. This is rest and re-creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And so, dear friends in Christ, we rejoice in our rest, in God's rest. Even in our work, there is rest, because our work is God's good work. You see, it's not simply a matter of working or not working. It's knowing whom we work for. In all we do, whatever vocation God has given us to do, there is a sense of rest. Because Sabbath rest is not really a matter of our finding time for God, how silly that must sound, but of God's finding our time, blessing it, using it. And that's no longer work, but rest. Oh, it's hard work. It's hard work, even in the ministry, even at a seminary, we get tired. We study and we think and we memorize. We can sweat bullets over Greek exams. We do our homework week after week in preparing to proclaim God's word with biblical truth, with doctrinal purity, with clarity, and with power. And we answer the phone in the middle of the night, the one night when we really needed some rest, to serve the needs of another. Oh, we work hard. We are servants of Christ, even slaves of Christ, for we are not our own. But that is the joy of no longer chasing after rest. What we are about is knowing the true peace and rest and joy of Christ, and sharing it, proclaiming it, delivering it to those who are still chasing in all silly futility. Chasing after rest. Oh yeah, we still need to take that time off. We still need to stop and celebrate the goodness, the redeemed, restored goodness of God's creation. We should never despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. For on that day, that great eighth day of God's new creation, we come together for preaching and his word. We gather round the table of the Lord. We hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. And the rest is up to God. In the name of Jesus, amen.